K-Bell Palace podcast. Listen, this is an unorganized intro, unorganized episode, but we got breaking news. I'm just seeing this on my phone. The New York Knicks traded Julius Randle. They have traded Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo to the Minnesota Timberwolves for, drum roll please, they have been traded to the Timberwolves for Karl Anthony Towns. Insane. This was unexpected. I don't understand the move by the Timberwolves. The Knicks, as you guys know, Julius Randle hasn't been wanted. He's been unwanted in New York for a couple years now. And this year, as you see, his jersey was not being sold in stores. And that kind of caught Julius Randle the wrong way. So there was some build-up frustrations, you know, going on with the organization and Julius Randle. And I think he signed a contract extension as well. This is a shocker. I didn't expect to start my podcast out with this breaking news, but yeah, we got breaking news. So how do I feel about the trade? I don't think either team got better, if you ask me. I don't understand why the Timberwolves traded Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, you just left. I mean, I know you got Gobert, so you can't really have two big men in the lineup, even though you kind of seen they kind of figured it out this year. They ended up going to the conference finals, but for the Knicks, I don't see. I mean, Cat is a stretch. He's a stretch five, so. But Cat being like a stretch five, it can help Jalen Brunson out. It can help. It gives them shooting. I think the Knicks, they struggled with shooting last year. They have 3-point shooting, and Cat gives them 3-point shooting. He's not really in the paint kind of player. He's more of like Cat is more on the 3-point line. He doesn't protect the rim, so I haven't really seen the full trade package yet. I don't know if Mitchell Robinson got thrown in there. Got some more breaking news. Karl Anthony Towns, he ended up tweeting ... So I'm guessing he's confused. He's a little confused. I think we know how the business works. You know, they usually teams don't notify the players if they're being traded or not. A lot of players find out on Twitter, on X. Definitely wasn't expecting to see this on my timeline right now. The Knicks trend number one, Brunson, yeah, it's trending. So as far as the Timberwolves, I'm giving Julius Randle. Clearly, they're trying to build a team around Ant. Anthony Edwards is the franchise player. As you can see, Karl Anthony Towns, he doesn't look happy about it. You know, for a team that went to the conference final last year, you don't expect them to trade one of their best players. After reach the conference finals, you expect for them to keep growing and get better. But I see the Timberwolves didn't think twice. They said, "No, we gonna trade Cat." And Cat, you know, he hit big shots in the conference finals last year. I think it was kind of time for Cat to leave Minnesota. You know, even before Anthony Edwards had got there, you know, there was always trade rumors around Cat, you know, Cat not being happy in Minnesota, you know, things like that. But, yeah, man, it's a shocker. It's definitely a shocker. I'm trying. with Julius Randle going to the Timberwolves. I don't know. I mean, I mean, trading the All-Star for, I mean, just me. It's not like Julius Randle can't play, but I would rather have Cat on my team than Julius Randle, if you ask me. Cause I feel like Julius Randle has an attitude about him that nobody likes. Julius Randle might seem a little uninterested in some situations when it comes to like winning. But like I said, I don't see how either team got better because they just traded Dante DiVincenzo, and they was calling the team the Nova Knicks because of Brunson, Mikhail, and Josh Hart and DiVincenzo. They all went to Villanova together, and they thought they were this was going to be this was going to be the team to win next year. And I mean, you trade Julius Randle, a 20-10 guy, and then you trade a bench guy who played very well for y'all last year. I feel like the Knicks, they're trying to win now, but I think they need to be careful on who they trade and who they let walk and who they let leave in free agency. Because I have to look at the Knicks roster right now, but if you look at the Knicks roster, the best player off their bench is Josh Hart or McBride. You got Mitchell Robinson off the bench, and they lost Hartenstein in free agency. You lose DiVincenzo and Julius Randle in a trade for Cat. I don't really see how the Knicks. I mean, obviously you're getting the All-Star and Cat. You're getting the All-Star and Cat, but like the lineup, it's gonna be Brunson at the one. I want to say McBride at the two, or Josh Hart. One of them they can flip flop. Mikal Bridges at the. Oh no, or Mikal at the three, OG at the four, and Cat at the five. Or if you look at it, Cat played the four last year along with Gobert. You can start Mitchell Robinson at the center, put Cat at the four, put OG at the three, put Kale at the two. Then you got Brunson. I mean you got like wing depth, but you gonna have like. I will say this though, like the Knicks, they gonna the wing, like I would say like the wings that the Knicks got is crazy because of it. Cause now on the perimeter, you got players that can guard. You got Mikhail can guard the perimeter, and you got OG can guard the perimeter, and Josh Hart can defend as well. So defensively, they're going to be better. Defensively, they're going to be no, they're not going to be better. It's going to be the same defense. But I think Mikhail is going to become less of a scorer and more of a defender as what he was in as when he played for the Suns. Because on the Suns, Mikhail was a defender. He was a 3-and-D player. I think he finished like top three in defensive player of the year. I think he finished top three. He was first team all defense. I think the first year they went to the finals, I think he was like first team all defense. I think, obviously, Julius Randle and Cat, they both don't play defense. I mean, they both average the same points. They're both 20-10 guys. But I think Cat scores more than Julius Randle. That's is I wouldn't expect this to even happen tonight. And I was chilling tonight, but when I seen on my time, I said, "Yeah, I gotta break. Yeah, I gotta hop on the pod. I said, I gotta hop on the pod. Even though nobody watches or listens to my pod, which is cool, from saying, but I would like for the views and I had to get up a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? Because right now it feels like I'm talking to myself right now, because nobody listens to my pod. But it's cool. You know, it's growing. It's growing. You know, we're definitely gonna get there. Definitely gonna get there. But but if you ask me, I think the Timberwolves don't finish top three. I mean, you lose Cat. I mean, that's a big piece. And you're replacing Cat with Julius Randle. I don't really get it. I mean, I don't know on the Timberwolves side. I don't know why you make this trade. I don't see where Cat. I don't see where. Damn, man, it's Friday night too. Like, imagine like you like I'm talking. It's Friday night, and you look at your phone and you find that you got traded. And the season starts. I mean, media day starts next week, and this is gonna be an interesting media day for the Knicks. I wonder if Cat gonna be there. I wonder if Cat gonna. And I think like Cat was so close to Ant and all them guys. I know Ant, really. You know, was good friends with Kat, you know. They had a good relationship, you know what I mean? So that relationship's probably gonna end tonight. That relationship is definitely gonna end tonight. So as far as the playoff picture, I mean, Timberwolves, they're gonna be top five, you know. Ant gonna be Ant, you know. Gobert is probably gonna get a little bit more touches now. But then again, I don't think so, because you got Julius Randle. So Julius Randle's going to get him. Julius Randle, you know, he can play inside, outside, you know. I mean, I guess it won't be as crowded down there in the paint. You know, you got Julius Randle now, but I don't know. This is. I mean, the Timberwolves can definitely finish top five, but it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. But they did get some help. You know, they got DiVincenzo in the trade. You know, he can come off the bench, you know, as a sixth man. I'm trying to see who's in the trade. So the complete trade, I'm trying to look at the actual trade package. So before the trade even happened, the Heat, the Pistons, and the Hawks had showed interest in Julius Randle before the trade. I mean, Julius Randle going to the Hawks, I mean, you would gave Trae Young would have had help, you know. Trae Young would have had help if he went to the Hawks. I ain't gonna lie, that wouldn't have been a bad trade. They probably would have traded DeAndre Hunter or Jalen Johnson with him. Probably Capella would have been traded for Julius Randle. The Heat. That wouldn't have been a bad spot either. I mean, Julius Randle, I mean, Jimmy, I think Bam probably would have been traded to the Knicks. Bam probably went to the Knicks. I don't know, but. So, man. So I'm looking at I'm looking I'm sorry y'all, but like I'm on Twitter right now. I'm just trying to get all the information. Okay, so according to Legion Hoops, they said similar to understand why the Timberwolves made this move. Karl-Anthony Towns was due $220 million over the next 4 years, more than they could afford. If that's true, that's insane. $220 million. They also cast contract and go all in on Naz Reid, acquiring George Wendt. So they basically did. So I'm gonna just assume that Naz Reid is gonna be. I'm gonna just assume that Naz Reid is gonna be the power forward. Wait, so they go all in on Naz Reid. So are they saying Julius Randle? Julius Randle could might come off the bench. So, will Julius Randle come off the bench? I mean, I don't get it. They trying to go all on Naz Reid. Naz Reid, he's still gonna be a six man. So I don't get it. But okay, I'll let it slide. Anyway, as far as the Knicks, so the Knicks got Cat. The Timberwolves got Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, and a first round pick. Okay, now back to how I feel about the Knicks. This is just another. But listen, all I'm gonna say is Stephen A. Smith is definitely jumping up and down this seat right now. Stephen A. But he didn't want Cat to go to the Knicks. Like, I don't know how long, bro. But Stephen A. He's been trying to get Cat to the Knicks for a while now. You know, he kept saying either him or Donovan Mitchell. They didn't get Donovan Mitchell. They got Brunson. So now you're gonna get Cat. Cool. But the Knicks are definitely they still gonna be top five. The only reason why I was concerned about the Knicks getting Cat was because I feel like the Knicks are trading away all their key like role players. Like for these stars, and it's like, you know, is it gonna work? I don't know. We'll definitely find out. I think Cat is definitely gonna be an all-star in the East more than in the West because in the East it's not a lot of big men. You know, it's Embiid and Bam, and Cat gonna be right there because every other big in the East is not as good as Embiid or Bam. I mean, you can. I mean, Boston got Porzingis, but he can't stay healthy. Chicago, they got Vucevic, but he's not. You know what he was. He's more like a role player now. The Pacers, they got Myles Turner. He's never been an all-star, even though, because he's always hurt. The Bucks, I mean, they got Brook Lopez, but. I think Giannis is the big man, so I mean Embiid, Giannis and Bam. Cat is like the I think is Cat better than Bam? Cat can't guard. That's the only thing about Cat, he can't guard. You know what I'm saying? Like he can't guard, so that's what I'm gonna say. Cat can't guard. So but the Knicks are gonna be top five. The Knicks are gonna be top five, but I'm gonna say this though. I don't think the Knicks are better than the Sixers. I don't think so. I mean, the Sixers they have a starting five, but they also have a bench. You know what I mean? They have a bench. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I don't know. Top five teams in the East. I mean, you got the Celtics, obviously. Celtics, you got the Sixers. I got the Knicks still top five. I got the Bucks. I think if you ask me, I think the Bucks. Are they better than the Are the Bucks better than the Knicks? I mean, you got Dame and Giannis. I mean, it's hard not to put them ahead of the Knicks. You know, I mean, you got Dame and Giannis on one team. I think the Bucks are better than the Knicks. I'm gonna just put it out there. They start five better than the Knicks. The thing about the Knicks is now the Knicks, I think right now the Knicks need a shooting guard and they need a bench deal. Because they traded all their bench players. They had Bogdanovic and all them. They traded them. Yeah, the Knicks need a bench now. I mean, they got McBride off the bench, but you can't play six, seven players. You're gonna have to go deep in that 10th, 11th rotation. I don't know. Either way, the Knicks still top five. Spike Lee is definitely excited. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be sidelined. Stephen A. Smith is gonna make a special appearance on Monday on First Take. He gonna be jumping him down. I would say on the mental side, I know Cap is probably not happy right now. You know, he spent most of his career in Minnesota. I know he's wanted to leave. I know he's wanted to win a championship with Minnesota. I'm looking on Twitter right now, and Cat is surprised he's not. He it just, it sounds like Cat is confused. That's all I'm gonna say. He's confused. I'm saying kind of like shocked. So, hopefully Cat is in a good mental space. You know what I mean? Hopefully, he can put all this behind him and put up big numbers in New York and, you know, lead them to a championship like he was to do in Minnesota. So, you know, it's a new chapter for Cat. You know, hopefully he can get back on track. You know, this is probably a lot for him and his family. You know, Minnesota have done a lot for Cat. As far as throughout his whole playing career with his mom dying and George Floyd and all that, you know, they've been behind him. So, you know, hopefully this is not too much of a like a breakdown for Cat. But I think Cat gonna do good in New York though. He just has to stay healthy and he has to stay healthy and play at a high level so the New York fans don't turn around like they did Julius Randle. And as far as Julius Randle, hopefully mentally he can be better playing for the Timberwolves. Hopefully he can find some positivity in Minnesota that, you know, he couldn't get in New York. You know, the fans in New York are really hard on Julius Randle. Julius Randle has been booed. He's been booed while playing for the Knicks. And now him being traded from the Knicks, he's probably gonna get booed even more now that he's on a different team now. So, yeah, man. It's a shame. Yeah, man, but right now, yeah, man, hopefully Julius Randle, you know, hopefully he can find a home. You know, I think the Knicks was his home, but recently he's probably seen that he's not really wanted. You know, he wasn't really wanted where his home was, so now he has to start over again and try to find a home. Try to find a home in Minnesota. It's cold, same as New York. It's cold, but it gets colder in Minnesota than it does in New York, I think. So, as far as DiVincenzo, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, he's been traded a lot. He's signed to a few other teams. So, He's only a good six man. Well, I can't say six man because Naz Reid, six man. I mean, I think the Timberwolves got they added to their bench. They added to their bench. You know, it was Naz Reid come off the bench, but now you add Dante DiVincenzo to that roster. And as I know, the Timberwolves, they drafted Rob Dillingham. So Dillingham, you know, backup point guard for Mike Conley, you know. Some fresh young legs come in there and kind of change the tempo, you know. Yeah, but the Timberwolves, man, the Timberwolves, they're going to be solid. They're going to be a championship team. They're going to be back in, they obviously, they're going to be top five. But I think the Timberwolves, they take a step back after trading they all star and Cat. I mean, they take a step back. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you trade somebody like Cat, you don't take a step back. You know, Julius Randle ain't no Cat. You know what I mean? Like, Julius Randle is not no Cat. So, yeah, man. Shout out to both teams. They both gonna be top five at the end of the day. But shout out to both teams. But I mean, you know, that's the business, man. You know, I couldn't imagine, like, I couldn't imagine being comfortable. And then I get some of my phone tell me that I got like up and leave. Like, that's kind of crazy. You know what I mean? I'm chilling. I'm chilling. I'm big chilling. And then I look on my phone. Oh, well, I've been traded. Damn. Not man. So, it's unfortunate, but shout out to both of them. But, kind of a little bit of a change of plans for this episode. We're 26 minutes in. A lot of stuff has happened this week. The WNBA playoffs have started. A'ja Wilson wins her third MVP. Shout out A'ja Wilson. She wins her third MVP. A'ja Wilson is definitely her. I kind of joke around. Me and A'ja Wilson got the same last name, so you know I go around saying that's my big sis. That's my big sis. You know what I'm saying? So jokingly, I go around saying that. Obviously, me and A'ja Wilson are not related in real life, but I jokingly say that. I jokingly say that, you know what I mean? But on a serious topic though, man, shout out to A'ja Wilson. A'ja Wilson is the best player in the league, and she is definitely gonna be in that GOAT conversation if she isn't already. She obviously she's the highest player in the league to reach 1,000 points. So she's the first WNBA player in WNBA history to reach 1,000 points. Right now they just beat the Seattle Storm in the playoffs 2-0. They move on to the second round. They're gonna play the Liberty. I got the Aces going all the way. You know, Chelsea Gray is back. She's looking like she's coming back into her old self before her leg injury. Yeah, man. A'ja Wilson definitely gone. I think she's gonna win that. She's going back to the championship. Yeah, going back to the championship. A'ja Wilson, man, A'ja doing a lot of great things right now. She's breaking records. You know, her, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, they all breaking records, but A'ja Wilson's definitely. I mean, she's averaging 27 and 12. Like that's crazy. Like, she's averaging 27 and 12. Like, you know, consistently. You know, it's not. It is consistently. So, shout out to A'ja Wilson, man. Definitely deserving. definitely much deserved. She's gonna keep breaking more records. And Asia Wilson, she's only 28. Asia Wilson's only 28 years old. You know what I mean? Like she just hit her prime. So she's not even 30 yet. So yeah, she's definitely gonna keep making history. She's definitely gonna keep breaking records. So shout out Asia Wilson. Like I said, I am an Aces fan. Well, am I really an Aces fan? But I like Asia Wilson, and I like Kelsey Plum. But my favorite player is Kelsey Plum. But Asia Wilson is also my dog. So overall, I would say I root for the Aces, but I also root for the Sky. And we're gonna get to the Chicago Sky because they just made a dumb, a horrible decision today. But before we get to them, let's keep praising Asia Wilson and giving her flowers for the great thing that she's doing for the league and women's sports. You know what I'm saying? I think she has her own shoe now. She got a third MVP. She's a two-time Defensive Player of the Year. She's the best two-way player in the league, hands down. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna say Angel Reese. As soon as Angel Reese gets her offense down, Angel Reese is gonna be the second best two-way player in the league as soon as she gets the offense down. But right now, the best two-way player in the league is Asia Wilson, hands down. Nobody messing with Asia Wilson right now. She is cooking everybody. Nobody can stop Asia Wilson. Nobody. Like, nobody can stop her. Shout out to Asia Wilson, man. Definitely a dog. Definitely a goat. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. So we got some sad news, man. Derrick Rose retires. 16 years, he retires. He was waived by the Grizzlies earlier this week. Derrick Rose had posted a photo on holding up 16 roses of 16 important people of his life. But Derrick Rose has officially retired from the NBA. Some sad news. Derrick Rose, his career was cut short by injuries. He's still the youngest MVP of all time. He won MVP in 2011. He was a three-time All-Star. Could have been more. Probably would have been a 10-time All-Star if the injuries didn't happen. I do think Derrick Rose would have had he would have had a championship tied to his name. Because the Bulls team that he played for was real nice. He ended up going to the Knicks after he spent a few more seasons with the Bulls. He was still playing hurt, but I mean, he still was able to finish out some games with the Bulls. Then went to the Knicks. They were supposed to make the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs that year. Then he went to, I think after that, he went to the, I want to say he went to, oh man, I'm forgetting. I think after the Knicks, I think he went to the Timberwolves, if I'm not mistaken. The Timberwolves, he played for the Cavs, Pistons. D Rose on the Pistons. Now, D Rose on the Pistons, he was kind of getting back into his groove a little bit. He started becoming more of like a scoring guard. Started shooting the ball well. Then he went back to the Knicks. And I thought he played well the second time he went back. I thought he played better than the first time. Think that team was in the first round. They got eliminated by the Hawks. And then after that, D Rose kind of like. After that, he kind of found himself out the rotation. On the Knicks, he kind of was out the rotation. And then, man, he goes to the Grizzlies, so-called the mentor job after the John Morant a gun incident. He was I think he went to the Grizzlies just to be like a big brother or whatever. I don't know. I didn't understand why D Rose went to Memphis. I didn't think he should have went there to be like a mentor. I think he should have went there to actually play and get minutes and help their team. But I think we all seen how that turned out. He barely played, you know what I mean? He barely played. He kept getting injured, and that led him to retiring. I think Derrick Rose, I think he's 35. I want to say he's 35. So, like, 35 years old, I want to say. So, yeah, shout out D Rose, man. His career was definitely cut short with injuries. He could have had a way better career. But definitely a Chicago legend. You don't really hear about a lot of players doing that well in their home city, and Derrick Rose did that, I mean, play for the city, like he did that, I mean? Didn't win a championship, but if he did win a championship, that would have been great. I remember when he dropped 50 with the Timberwolves. I remember when D Rose had dropped 50 points with the Timberwolves, and like he cried. It was very, very, very emotional game for him because after everything he had to go through, what I mean, with the injuries and all that, he dropped 50. Yeah, but shout out D Rose, man. I think the Bulls should definitely retire his jersey. The Bulls should definitely retire his jersey sometime in the future. I think the Bulls should definitely retire his jersey, even though he didn't win a championship. But man, but from like 09, no, like from 09 to like 2012, D Rose was crazy. Like them 2, 3 years, he was cooking. He was killing the league. It was scary too. I've never seen like a ex such a such an explosive guard like him. I mean, obviously after him, like you had Russ, and then now I guess you can say like Ja Morant. But D Rose, man, he was quick. He was quick. I'm talking about, man, like in transition, man, D Rose was scary. I don't think y'all want the entrance. I mean, like, Derrick Rose on a fast break in 2011. I don't think nobody wanted to be a part of that. So, hey, man. Hopefully, he's in a good mental space. You know what I mean, it's not easy to walk away from the game that you have always played and that you give your life, and like you kind of give your life and like all your time and dedication to your craft and your job, which is basketball, something that you grew up on, something that you played since you was like 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. You know what I mean? To come to an end. You know what I mean? I know it's probably tough. So shout out to D Rose, man. I do have a D Rose jersey, but it's a shirt jersey, but I might have to upgrade and get an actual jersey. A Bulls jersey, of course, but yeah, shout out D Rose, man. Whoo, man, this podcast is long. So we have two former NBA players getting their jersey retired. Tony Allen is getting his number 9 jersey retired from getting Tony Allen is getting his number 9 jersey retired from the Memphis Grizzlies. He played for them for about, I want to say, about 5, 6 years. About 5, 6 years, 7 years with the Grizzlies during that grit and grind era with him, Z-Bo, Marc Gasol, Mike Conley. I think Mike Miller was there for a few years. I think I want to say Tayshaun Prince was over there. I remember they squad because they played OKC. I used to be okay. I used to be like an OKC fan, and we would always play them in the playoffs. And they was kind of like our rivals. They was kind of like our rivals. Being an OKC fan, I'm not gonna lie. I think the Clippers, the Grizzlies, and the Spurs were kind of like our rivals. Them three teams like our rivals because we always played them. Like in the regular season or in the playoffs. So KD has said himself on the All Smoke podcast, he said he looked at the Grizzlies and the Spurs and the Clippers as our rivals more than the Golden State Warriors. You know what I mean? So but shout out to Tony Allen, man. He definitely was a great defender. I remember when I think he was in Golden. He played Golden State, and I think he stole the ball, and on the floor he was on the floor. He started. He was yelling out, "First team on defense! First team on defense! First team on defense!" But Tony Allen was definitely a lockdown defender. He won a championship with the Celtics back in 08 with Paul Pierce and KD and that squad. Tony Allen was definitely a great defender in his league, so shout out to Tony Allen. And last but not least, you got Vince Carter. Vince Carter. Vince Carter put Toronto Raptors on the map. After all he's been through with the old organization, Vince Carter is finally getting his jersey retired. If y'all don't know, when Vince Carter got traded from the Raptors, it was a lot of negativity going around. There was a lot of negativity going around in the Raptors organization about Vince. And yeah, the fans around didn't really like Vince that much at that time, so it was a very hard time for Vince. But you know, eventually he got traded to the New Jersey Nets, in the Nets. So you know, that's that. So shout out Vince Carter. You know, Vinsanity, arguably the greatest dunker of all time. That 2000 dunk contest, it was arguably the greatest dunk contest of all time. I think he went to North Carolina. That dunk that he had on Team USA, back in 2000, over that 7'4", 7'5" dude. When he played for the Olympics, was insane. It was insane. So yeah, shout out to Vince Carter. His career was kind of dealt with. His career was, I want to say Vince Carter's career was kind of, he kind of had some injuries. He kind of had some injuries. He kind of struggled with some injuries as well. But yeah, I think with Vince, he definitely could have done more in his career. He was kind of, I think Vince Carter was looked at more of like the next Michael Jordan, you know, more than Kobe was. I think Vince Carter, people will say that Vince Carter was probably more gifted than Kobe. As far as like his athleticism, I think Vince Carter was probably more gifted than Kobe, but he definitely wasn't a better player than Kobe Bryant. I would never say that. Definitely not. More gifted, yeah, but a player, no. No. But shout out Vince Carter, man. His jersey will be retired this season. Tony Allen's will be retired on March 15th. So shout out both of them. WNBA playoffs, Caitlin Clark, she gets eliminated by the Connecticut Sun. The Connecticut Sun will want to play the Minnesota Lynx, who they beat the Phoenix Mercury. Well, they beat the Phoenix Mercury. Wait. Yeah, they beat the Phoenix Mercury. So, Caitlin Clark didn't play good at first game, struggled. It's the second game, you know, they kind of came back, but you can tell they were kind of gassed. In the third quarter, they was gassed. Caitlin Clark was gassed. Her and Kelsey Mitchell, they was gassed. Even though Caitlin Clark had she had hit that three to bring the team back within five. No, back within two. She was still gassed, but she'll get better from here, though. You know, she'll definitely get better. I mean, she was the first player to bring this team back to the playoffs since 2016. I mean, as a rookie, she brought the team back into the playoffs. So, I mean, Olympic break definitely helped her. She definitely got better. You know, with that month off, she definitely got better. So, yeah. But, yeah, man, she's going to get better from here, you know. See her next year, you know what I mean? Not too much on that topic. But Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun had brought to everybody's attention that there were some Caitlin Clark fans making some racist comments in the crowd and on social media. No, there's no need for that, man. Just come to the game and enjoy the game and watch the game and watch greatness. There's no point in coming to the game if you're going to troll and disrupt. Other people's experiences because you want to get seen. Like, there's no need for that, and that's actually that's not even a smart reason why you go to the game, because you want to be seen. In a negative light, I don't think that should be a reason why you go to sporting events, is because you want to spread negativity and be known in that manner. I don't condone it, none of that. If any of that was going down, if any of that was going down, that shouldn't be tolerated, and the league needs to look at that, and then we need to start protecting our players. So it's as simple as that. But it's very unfortunate. But at the same time, it's no surprise, because it's no surprise because it happens to every African American athlete. You know, so it's not no surprise. You know, it comes with the territory. Unfortunately, it comes with the territory. But you know, yeah, man, it's unfortunate, but you know, but this Sunday gonna move on. So, you know, we'll see how this playoff picture looks. I got the Aces beating Liberty, and I think the championship is gonna be the Aces versus the Lynx. Well, I got the Aces and the Lynx. So yeah. And a topic that I wanna touch on that I don't think is fair. The Chicago Sky fired they fired the head coach Teresa Weatherspoon. I actually think the Sky made a horrible decision. If you see how close she was with the team, Angel Reese has spoke about it on many occasions of how Teaspoon had helped her rookie season go so smooth. She built a bond with Teaspoon. And yeah, man. After one season, it's crazy. I've never heard of this. After one season, and the team had dealt with injuries. Angel Reese was out with a fractured wrist, and Kenny Carter was hurt. After the Olympic break, a Kenny Carter that got hurt, the injuries. And first of all, they traded Mabry to the Connecticut Sun, a 3-point shooter who can defend. I thought they should have traded her away. They traded her away. So that was a bad management decision. That's just bad management. And then you fired Teresa Weatherspoon after one season, when she didn't even get a chance to, she didn't get a chance like to grow. She didn't get a chance to really get to groom the team. You know, like, this was just the beginning. You know, they were just starting. They were just starting a culture. And then you take somebody from the culture out after one season. Like, you gotta let stuff play out. You can't just, You can't just, like, you can't just throw it all away because of a couple unfortunate circumstances that you couldn't control. Like, Angel Reese's injury is not her fault. Kenny Carter getting hurt is not her fault. The record is not her fault. You know, a lot of things happen. You know, she has a team that's being led by two rookies, Angel Reese and Camila Cardoza. Those are two upcoming Twin Tower guys. Yes, I said it. They are two upcoming Twin Tower gods. The fact that you have two bigs as your best players, along with Kenny Carter, who's a bona fide bucket, like, you have to give that time, especially Angel Reese and Cardoza. You have to give that time. All they need is a point guard. They just need a point guard to go with that. Now, I don't know who's a free agent, but from what I've heard that Arike from Dallas Wings is a free agent, and Angel Reese had kind of made a little pitch to get Arike to Chicago. If you can get Arike over there with the Chicago Sky, oh my Jesus, that would be a big three in heaven. Because you have a bona fide bucket in Arike, and you got Angel Reese, who's going to crash the boards and get all the rebounds. The same with Cardoza. She's going to get rebounds, and she's going to block all the shots. If they can make that happen, scary hours in Chicago. But the fact that you don't give teaspoons, you don't give teaspoons some time to try and make this work is kind of insane. Like, you can't hire a coach when you're in that fire room, especially when you see if the players are not happy that you're firing this coach, it has to be something else going on, like behind closed doors that we don't know about. Because you don't just fire a great former player like that. But she's a former player. She's a former player, a former legend, who played in the WNBA with Becky Hammon, who's a coach of the Aces. They both played for the Liberty back in the day. So when you have a former legend that's coaching a young team, and everybody see that they have potential if they can get healthy, and you don't let that, you know, if you don't let that grow naturally, then you're gonna see things start to decline. And the first decline that they made as an organization, they traded Mabry to the Sun. That was the first mess up. The second mess up, they fired the head coach. So now you look at Angel Reese. Angel Reese is sitting here like, what's going on? Because they were winning when they had, they were winning, but they wasn't winning. They started out rocky. Then they started to win some games, and then they started going through injuries and stuff. But when you have a talent like Angel Reese, Angel Reese is breaking all the rebound records, and you gotta keep that together. And then when you see like the post game interviews with Angel Reese and Teaspoon, and like they're all laughing and happy together, and like the bond that she have with the team, like you can't just like get rid of that and then bring in another coach, that doesn't know them and now has to try and get to know them. Like a Teaspoon, like they spent practices together, all types of stuff. And it's especially her being a black woman who could come and help Angel Reese through some of these off the court issues with, her getting death threats on social media and her being attacked and all that because of who she is. Like Teaspoon was there for, Teaspoon was helping her do that. She was there with her through all that. So to get rid of her as a coach was a horrible decision. I actually tweeted the Chicago Sky and said, "Man, that's real messed up that y'all that like y'all did this." It makes zero sense. It makes zero sense. I think next year if they had came back with the same roster and the same coach, they will make the playoffs next year. But now we'll never know. So it's unfortunate, but yeah, man, this is going to conclude the podcast. But the trade that happened earlier with Cat and Julius Randle, after sitting on it, I think the Knicks did get better. Obviously, you get obviously Cat is better than Julius. Cat is better than Julius Randle. Karl-Anthony Towns is better than Julius Randle, obviously. It looks good on paper, Now we gotta, now they gotta find a way to put it all. They gotta find a way to bring it all together and make it work. So yeah. But that's going to conclude this episode of Keith the Palace. Hopefully people can start tuning into my shows and actually listening to them. I know I don't have this set up. I'm literally using my AirPods right now. I have no mic, I don't got no mic, no nothing. I'm recording this off my iPad and I'm using my AirPods. So if you can't hear it, turn your volume up, 'cause I'm not going to be yelling. I am not in a place to be yelling, so I'm not gonna yell. So hopefully y'all subscribe to the pod, as soon as we get into a better environment, it's gonna be way better content. I'm working on that, way better content. And the goal is to have one of the best podcasts in the world by next year. Top five. We gotta be top five in something next year. Either top five or top ten, but we definitely gotta be, we definitely gotta be. Whoa, what the hell? Whoa, what's going on? Yeah, but we're definitely gonna be in the top five spot next year. I'm sorry, y'all. We got some NFL news. I just seen Brandon Ayuk had a little tension in practice. Anyway, off track. Appreciate y'all for starting, for tuning in to the pod. I am your host, K-Dub Palace. Make sure y'all subscribe and share and tell your basketball friends that there's a new basketball podcast in town and K-Dub Palace is here to take over. We coming, taking over. You know what I'm saying? As prime time Deion Sanders used to say, we coming. You know what I'm saying? We here. We here. I mean, so I'm gonna catch y'all in the next episode. Make sure y'all enjoy these WNBA playoffs. Enjoy these WNBA playoffs while you can. The NBA season is coming. A media day starts Monday, September 30th. A media day, and then preseason. The first start preseason is October 4th, which is next Friday. So, basketball will be here very soon. So, make sure y'all stay tuned for that. Y'all subscribe. This is going to wrap up episode 13. I will see y'all in episode 14 on Spotify and on any other platforms. I was in on and on. Other platforms is different. The episode is kind of different. So for Spotify, so if you're listening on Spotify, I'll see y'all episode 14. But if it's iHeartRadio or anywhere else you get your podcast, it's probably gonna be episode 13. It's kind of weird, but I think y'all might understand as time goes on. But yeah, I'm gonna catch y'all in the next episode of the KBL Palace Podcast, and we out.